Well, good evening. My name is Tzvi Benhoff. I'm not in the Night Seder program. If you saw on the flyers or the emails that were sent out, the program was supposed to run from 8 to 9. It's 9:07. And so I feel like it's Seder night. You had a really long Maggid, a really long Shulchan Aruch, you benched, you opened the door for Eliyahu, you said Shvach HaMascha. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 in the morning. You go back to the table, about to continue finishing up with Hallel and Nirtza, and then 5-year-old Yankee, who for some inexplicable reason is still conscious at that time, opens up his filing cabinet that he brought to the table, filled with Divrei Torah and cotton ball projects that he made, and he's like, "I have something to say right now," and you're just like, "There's 7 more days, 8 more days, like come on here." So oftentimes after Barach, after benching, we don't really have the opportunity to say Divrei Torah, to think about it. And so I'd like to close out with an idea from Reb Nevensol, post-Barach, if you will, with the second half of Hallel. And if you were at the Shir before Mincha this past week on Kriyas Yamsuf and pluralism, we spoke about how this second part of Hallel was said by all of Klal Yisrael together, Bizman Beis HaMikdash. They would all gather up on the roofs and say it together. So we finish up Hallel that we typically say on Rosh Chodesh, what we'll say tomorrow. So we finish up Hallel, but then we actually say something else called what the Gemara calls Hallel HaGadol. Starts on page 178, goes to page 180. Hodu Lashem ki tov ki li olam chasto, and keeps going. Hodu le'elokei ha'elokim ki li olam chasto. It's the refrain. And it goes through a number of miracles and chasadim and kindnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people when they left Mitzrayim. But it's actually a parak of Tehillim. It's a chapter from Sefer Tehillim. And Rav Nevensol, it's on page 180, it's a very small piece, but there's a lot of amkus, there's a lot of depth to it. He asks, says, if you go back to the previous parak, it's not in the Haggadah, because we don't say it, but the previous parak talks about also many miracles and kindnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. But there's a difference. This parak that we say stops with Sichon Melech HaEmori Ula'og Melech HaBashan. It stops in Sefer Bamidbar. It basically stops with the Jewish people in the desert. Those are the kindnesses that we reflect on in this parak. The previous parak talks about many other miracles and chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. For example, when the Jewish people entered into the land of Eretz Yisrael, there were many miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Yehoshua to conquer various cities, various Canaanite kingdoms. And so Rav Nevensol asks, how come this parak and what we say on Seder night just stops in the desert? It goes past Yetzias Mitzrayim, so clearly we don't have a problem of just relegating it to the Exodus experience. So why does it stop when we get into the land of Israel? And so Rav Nevensol answers based on a Gemara in Psachim. This is on page 181. We actually touched on this Gemara on Tainus Esther before our Ma'ariv, which says that this parak has 26 stanzas. There's 26 Kila Olam Chastos. What does Kila Olam Chasto mean? Hashem's kindness is forever. And so the Gemara says, why are there 26? So some people say, well, there's 26 because Yud Kei Vav Kei equals 26. Okay, it's a cute gematria. I think there's something to it. But the Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara says that there were 26 generations from Adam until Moshe when we got the Torah. So what changed? Up until that point, there was no real accurate quid pro quo, if you will. There was no relationship between humanity's actions and the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Now, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the world or punished certain nations or certain cities, but individually and with a much more precise metric and accounting, that did not begin until we got mitzvos, until there was a concept of schar va'onesh, of getting rewarded and getting punished for living up to the code that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. And so up until that point, humanity as a whole was sustained by pure, unmitigated kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, irrespective of what their actions mandated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu do. This is what's known as Chesed Shel Vitor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gives kindness irrespective of whatever we actually deserve. After that point, we have to earn our keep. We have to do mitzvos. If we do mitzvos, Hashem rewards us. If we don't do mitzvos, then Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us. Obviously, he's still kind. He pushes off punishment. But now that we have a code to live by, we can't rely on just pure unmitigated chesed. It's called chesed shel din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still kind, but there's a relationship and consequences to our actions. And so Rav Nevinsel says, the reason why this parak stops by Zichon Melech HaEmori and Og Melech HaBashan is because that's up until where Moshe Rabbeinu lived. Moshe was this 26th generation. After that point, all the other chasadim that are mentioned about Yehoshua and the generation of Jews that entered into Eretz Yisrael, that's a totally different framework of kindness and miracles that the Jewish people in the world had to contend with. So that's why it's not mentioned in this parak. Ad Kan, that's what Rav Nevinsel says. Now, my reaction is, I first heard this Yiddish word used when I read Yehuda Avner's The Prime Ministers by Menachem Begin said, Azoy, which means, okay, so what? Why do we say that? Why is that here? Why do we use this perek as the culmination of Hallel on Seder night? Why are we referencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed shel vitur, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unmitigated kindness, specifically on Seder night? And here's where I think the depth of what Rav Nevinsel is saying, is that Pesach is just the beginning. Seder night is just the beginning. On Seder night, we were, as the Medrash says, arumim min ha-mitzvahs. We had no mitzvahs. The only thing we could do was to shech the carbon Pesach and just say, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, I'm with him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even though you don't deserve it, I'm going to take you out. So we're referencing this chesed shel vitur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's also saying that there's something that follows. This is the 26th generation we're leading up to, and 49 days from now, we're getting the Torah. We're starting a totally new way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacting with humanity. And so, as the ending of the Seder, this is signaling that this is actually just the beginning. We got 49 more days of preparation to cultivate a new relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the one hand, the reason why we say this is to challenge us, that there's something more to look forward to, and there's something more to work on. But on the other hand, I think it's also a message of comfort. And with this, I'll close. That I said earlier that the name of Yudke Vavke equals 26, the number of stanzas. And in fact, in some of Nusach Sfard, people actually have the minhag to have in mind Hashem's name as they go through each stanza. The first 10 is Yud, the second 5 is Hey, Vav, Hey, etc. And so what's interesting is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his relationship with the world from Chesed Shel Vitor to Chesed Shel Din, now that we have the Torah, we have to earn our keep, Hashem's name is still pure Chesed. Hashem, no matter what, no matter at what point in history, Hashem, by his essence, his name, is still pure kindness. Just as a mashal, I think, to make this a little bit clearer, when you're a little kid, when you're an infant, and there's this vase on the table, and you knock it over, what do the parents do? Nothing. They're like, oh gosh, the kid broke, you know, the baby broke it. You don't put the vase there next time. Then when the kid gets a little bit older, you say no. Then when it happens the third time, when they're a little bit older, you put them in a timeout. Then when they get a little bit older, I don't know why you still keep putting the vase there, but then you dock their allowance. Then when they get older, then you make them pay for a little bit of it. And then when they're a teenager and they break it, you just roll your eyes, call them a moron, and then just move on because, like, okay, there's nothing more you can do. I just got to stop putting a vase there. But deep down, and so as we mature, our relationship with our parental figure changes. The expectations change. The reward changes. The punishment changes. The dynamic changes. But at the same point, our parents are still our parents. When we're frightened, when we're scared, we'll still run to our parents for a hug no matter what age we're at. And so what this is telling us is that, yes, Pesach, Seder night is over. That unmitigated chesed is over. We got to start preparing now for Matan Torah. But at the same time, that might be scary. life may seem uncertain. There's a whole lot between us and Har Sinai. There's 49 days. There's an Amalek. There's no food. There's no water. There's a ton of stuff where we make mistakes, where we get frightened. And the same thing is true in our lives. And so what Hashem is saying is that even though we're changing the dynamic here to where you have to earn, where there are consequences to your actions, my name, my essence is still Chesed. And you can always come run back to my arms for a hug. And so this, I think, is the way we close out the Seder, that Hallel HaGadol is Hashem's hug to the Jewish people as we continue on to Shavuos and Kabbalah Satorah. So I want to just close by thanking you all. This was a beautiful night. Thank you for to the Tessel family for sponsoring the Agados. Thank you to the Night Seder Chevra for joining us and for sharing so much beautiful Divrei Torah. And I want to wish you all a Chag Kasher V'Sameach and a beautiful Pesach.